Saskatoon, Friday, September 30, Wanuskewin welcomed a little miracle to the land, according to a press release from the Heritage Park. On the day for National Truth and Reconciliation, a bull bison calf was born unexpectedly, bringing the park's herd total to 27. It's incredible to think of the significance of this bison calf birth here at Wanuskewin. It wasn't born on the 29th or the 1st, it was on the 30th, a day, which has such deep meaning behind it. The ancestors are telling us something important. At a certain point you cannot call this coincidence anymore, says Wanuskewin CEO Darlene Brander. Since 2020, when bison were first born at Wanuskewin, they have certainly been born on some auspicious days. Days such as Earth Day, Red Dress Day, Mother's Day, and even park founder Dr. Ernie Walker's birthday, the release states. The importance of this herd and its connection to Northern Plains culture, and the fact that bison nearly went extinct by the year 1870 makes this new addition even more remarkable, the release states. Bison typically give birth in the spring season, around April, May, and June, however it is possible for them to give birth later into the fall. Bison herds are protective of their calves and will ensure that although this calf had a later start than his brothers and sisters, they will all work to keep the calf warm enough in the coming cooler months, Wanuskewin officials explain. Bison cows will wean their calves around the six-month mark. Bison are custom-made for the prairie environment, and have incredible physical adaptations that allow them to thrive in our harsh climate. This little bull calf will put on weight quickly and will begin growing a warmer coat within the next few weeks. We will monitor him closely to make sure he has everything he needs to grow healthy and strong, says bison manager Craig Thoms. Wanuskewin's bison herd is made up of two progenitor herds. The first originates from Grasslands National Park, and the second from Yellowstone National Park in the United States. The bison found at Wanuskewin today are the descendants of this last remaining bison. This is significant because they represent living herds with kinship to the bison of the 1870s, according to Wanuskewin. Wanuskewin Heritage Park is a national heritage site that celebrates Northern Plains indigenous cultures both pre- and post-contact. This community-based, indigenous-led organization currently sits on the tentative list for UNESCO World Heritage Site. The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation is held on September 30 and is a day for remembrance, mourning, learning and growth. It is an opportunity to honor the survivors, families and communities impacted by residential schools and the continued trauma faced by Indigenous communities throughout the country.